Rock 107 WIRX. Good morning. How the hell are you? Thanks for hanging out today. It doesn't feel like it right now, but actually not a terrible day to start. Sunny this morning, then some scattered rain possible this evening. High of 45 tonight. More rain and a low of 40 tomorrow. Rain and possibly some thunderstorms. High of 50, though. I mean, I'll take those warmer temperatures. Right now, it's cold. It's 22.
They aren't qualified for any other job. Hell, they aren't even qualified for this one. The Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter will be back in a few on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Hey, I hit the wrong button. There you go. Hunter forgot to do Rock News, so I got to pick up his slack once again. Hunter, I hope you're listening. He's sleeping right now. He's sleeping in the back office like he always does. I always get in here. He's always sleeping in the back office. I got to start everything off, and then when he's good and ready, he wakes up and he joins me in the studio. Anyway, Starset just barely missed having its first top 10 album with Vessels, which landed at number 11. Ooh, so close. In its debut week on the Billboard Top 200. Frontman Dustin Bates tells us that he considers Vessels a concept album.
It is definitely a concept album. I intend people to listen to it as one piece, and it isn't what someone might expect maybe from a Rush concept album where everything's very literal and direct. This is a little more open, and I wanted people to hopefully enjoy it even if they didn't dig into the depth and breadth of everything. It's also a concept album in that it's like a journey. I really hope that people can see it as a journey and something that's emotive on a visceral level without even knowing the backstory.
The band began touring behind Vessels on the day it was released with a hometown show in Columbus, Ohio, and have since made its way to the West Coast. Bass explains how the new stage show is designed to bring his vision to life.
First off, I have a touchscreen for the electronics and some of the DJing and triggering. As far as the cinematic elements, we have a live cellist and a live violinist, and that's really helping bringing it to life. A decent portion of this record doesn't have acoustic real drums. They're electronic, and we've created a thing called the Cube that you can see the drummer when he's drumming, and when he's not, it goes entirely opaque, and you see video projection.
Vessels is out now, and you can get that, which I highly recommend you do. And you can hear the entire concept album and hopefully see him live. If you've not seen Starset live yet, you need to do yourself a favor and see him live because it's absolutely amazing.